Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chica Travel Podcast. My name is Lelo B, and today on the podcast, I wanted to share with you guys some information that I actually created for TikTok. I do think that the information is useful and it might be helpful for one or two people that are here on the podcast that have also not applied for Schengen visa. So the information is around how to apply for a Schengen visa, what documentation do you need, and how do you make use of it once you've got it approved and issued to you. So get your pen and paper ready, and hopefully this information that you will be able to make use of in future. Enjoy.
I have received quite a lot of questions about the Schengen visa. How do you apply for it? Which countries does it give you access to? And how long is it valid for? My current visa is valid for 2 years, and I'm going to share what I did when I applied, and hopefully you learned something from it. If you apply for the Schengen, it gives you access to all of these 29 countries. So depending on where you are going or where you are going to be spending most time, if you are traveling to more than one of them, let's say, for example, you're going to Estonia, you're going to Norway, and you're going to Portugal, and you're going to be spending 3 days in Estonia, 3 days in Norway, and 5 days in Portugal. Because you're going to be spending most of your time in Portugal, that's where you need to apply for your visa. It's not about where you're going to enter first. It's about where you're going to be spending most of your time. If you are going to be spending the same amount of days in all of those countries, then your first point of entry, if you're starting in Estonia, for example, then that's where you need to apply for your Schengen visa. So the whole process to apply for the Schengen visa is really annoying. It's, some people have called it dehumanizing, and I agree, because it's like the stuff that you have to share with them, and I'm just like, is it necessary? But as much as it's a lot, and it's annoying and all of that, and it's such an inconvenience, it's also very straightforward. I truly believe that it is very straightforward. They tell you upfront what it is that they're looking for. They give you a checklist. You can go through the checklist. They want you to complete the Schengen application form. They want a copy of your passport. They actually want your passport. So for the time that you're applying for the visa, they will be keeping your passport with them. They want ID photos. They want proof of flights, that you've got flights that are booked to go and come back, that you've got travel insurance booked, that you've got accommodation of where you will be staying for the duration of your trip. They want to know that you've got money to be able to sustain yourself while you're in that country. They want to know that you are employed, you have a job that you will come back to after your trip. They want to know that you have a place to stay back at home in South Africa. So they want a proof of residence. They want proof of payment for the visa fee, because you have to pay a visa fee. And even if your visa gets declined, you don't get that money back. So yeah, and if you are a student, they do also want that letter from your school or university. So first things first is your passport. Your passport has to be valid for at least 3 months after your date of return from your trip. It has to have blank pages for them to be able to put the visa on, and for you to get stamps when you're traveling as well. So the only thing that I did differently is that I made copies of all my previous Schengen visas, all of them. They say in the application that they issued in the past 3 years. But I went to all my old passports, because I don't throw them away. I took the pages where there were visas, Schengen visas, I made copies, and I attached all of those copies with my application. So I think that is one of the things that helped me, because before I did that, they used to give me like 10 days, 3 months, etc. But as soon as I did that, they gave me like two years visa. So I don't know if that was that or whatever. So the next thing they want after, you know, you complete an application form and you give color ID photos, they want proof of transport, which is proof of flights, that you've got flights going in and coming out. And if you're traveling to multiple cities, they may ask for bus tickets in between, or train tickets, or flight tickets if you're flying. So you have to provide copies of those as well. So for your flights leaving South Africa, going into that country and coming back, my advice is to book flexible flights, because you are paying for these flights, essentially paying for them before you get an approval for the visa. So you want to make sure that if anything goes wrong, your visa gets denied, you are able to then, you know, change your flights and so on. So that would be my advice. But for some people who use travel agencies, they are able to get an itinerary and I guess get approval. But I just prefer to book flexible flights. Next up, they want travel insurance. I've spoken extensively about travel insurance. Look out for the minimum cover that you need to have for the travel insurance. Then it's accommodation. They want proof of accommodation that you've got a place to stay for the duration of your visit and you're not going to turn into a hobo. So I usually use booking.com. Unlike flights, I don't always pay for accommodation up front. I use booking.com and there are free cancellation options that exist on that website. So that's it for accommodation. And the next step is proof of funds. Now, this for me is the most important part. I never apply for a visa when I know that my bank account is struggling. Yeah, teka, or things are hard. I don't, because if they are asking me to give them my bank statements for the past 3 months, they want to check that I've got, you know, consistent income that comes through my account every month. They also want to check that I've got enough money to sustain myself while I'm in that country. Now, for Spain, they are very specific in terms of the amount that you need to have when you visit there. They want around 972 euros minimum in your bank account. So don't go and apply for a visa with Spain when you've got less than 20,000. Now, other countries like Italy, they don't specify how much you need to have, but use that amount that Spain specifies as a guide to say, I'm not going to apply if there's less than 25,000 rands in my bank account. So I also give them my check account statement, and I also give them my credit card statements. I mean, they say this or that, but now I give them both because I just want them to know, hey, I have got money to go there, spend, and then come back home. Then they also want proof of employment. They want to know that you have a job that you need to go back to after your vacation. So ask your employer for a letter that confirms your employment and yeah, put in all the details that you've taken leave from this date, and you're traveling to that country from this date and coming back to work on this day. So that's very important as well. And then the other thing that they're looking for is proof of residence. They want to know that you have a home that you need to come back to. So if you are an owner, you've got a title deed or whatever, I would say even put that copy there, just show them for like the owner. Yeah, so those are the things that are really important for you to provide for your Schengen visa. Obviously, proof of payment, you pay that visa fee that does not come back if your visa gets denied. So these are the steps and the documents that you need to apply for your Schengen visa. If you just follow the instructions, read through everything, get somebody else to check that you've put everything that is required there, then you shouldn't really have any problems to get your Schengen visa and explore.